It's 4 o'clock p.m. and you know what time it is. It's time for How You Doing Thursday. It's time for that Rojas the Next Level show. So hit that thumbs up and watch the show. And guess what? If somebody tells you to do something, you say, get out of here. I'm looking at the Rojas the Next Level show. How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing?
Oh, man, that's too funny. What's up, dude?
How you doing?
We are live. I think we're live.
We are live.
Okay. So
I don't see anybody in there yet. I'm trying to. Oh, man, we're live. 619 says it's too damn early. Too damn early. I'm tired, man.
What's up, Nicholas? How you doing?
What's up, Nicholas? I haven't seen him in. Oh, actually, he was here last time. Okay. Grab the link, share it around. I know we are on early today. Early. So I'm grabbing it, sharing it. We live. Okay. Fine, thanks. Yes, he fly. Okay, what else? Where else could I put this in? AndroidTV.tips. Drop. I know 619 normally grabs the link. I think I'm beating you.
He's still sleeping, he said.
Wakey.
619, I'll wake him up. 619, how about that helium?
Oh, he got some?
Well, he's got a couple of helium miners going, and it's like doubled in price, the coin. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we got our coffee. The morning show. We're doing our version of the morning show. How's everyone doing today? What are you doing? What are you drinking?
Mud water.
Anything specific in your mud water?
I put honey in my mud water.
Extra shrooms today?
Yeah. Some chugga.
Chugga? Chugga.
What's up, Prep Mama?
What's up, Preppy? Good morning.
Good morning.
Josh Ebby says, you guys are on early today. That's right.
That's right, we are.
Notice the time. I feel like I'm missing something. I'm missing a group somewhere here. What am I doing? Okay.
Okay. 619 says, oh, yeah. Yeah, boy. $50. You know, why don't we just say this? Ooh. What is on your radar? Everyone's got something. What's wrong with your face?
This is good.
You don't have to rub it in because now I want to go buy something and I can't.
Dude, I got a caramel macchiato, but I said I wanted mocha sauce.
What is a mocha sauce?
that's what I want to know.
Chocolate sauce?
Yeah. It's not it's chocolate, but chocolate, you put sugar in it with mocha. You can get it without sugar.
It sounds too expensive.
It's a little foo-foo. But yeah, I got mocha sauce on this thing. Instead of the, I know this is going to sound stupid. Instead of doing vanilla, I did sugar-free vanilla. With the raw mocha, there's no sugar in that. Instead of milk, I'm using almond milk. It's pretty much like a skinny caramel macchiato. But the difference is I also had them put a cookie crumble syrup of some flavor, which I'm pretty sure has like 1,000 calories per pump. It tastes so good though.
Jeez.
It's like, here, it's like, hey, I want a skinny. Can I get a extra calories on that syrup? Just the one. That's where I put all my calories in, just that one.
Tadao says, you are all late. Wake up. Blessing peeps. What's up, Tadao? How you doing?
Tadao.
Donald D. Nice says the Superbox S3 Pro is on his radar because it's $329 and they are better in his view. Cool. Yeah. Whatever works for you, bro.
Tomato.
guy Saitama. On the couch.
Huh? Ooh, Blade said Saitama. Wait.
Yeah, because the guy on the couch mentioned it. He says Shiba, Kishu, and Saitama is on my radar.
You speaking my love? Ooh. What? All I'm going to do is this real quick. I'm not even going to show you. All I'm going to show is this real quick.
Was that your shell?
That's Saitama.
Saitama?
Saitama. Saitama. I have Saitama too.
Nice.
It went up a good amount. It's gotta go
to the moon.
Yeah, I got Shiba. What's Shiba Kishu?
How many Shibas are there? I've been so out of the loop on some of these newer coins. Can't really say much.
Well, I do got Saitama. I've been in the loop with all these new coins. Shill. I've been all over Shill. If you guys don't know about Shill, you guys need to get on that one. Cytomask launches on the 13th. Gonna totally change. Yes. 2 days for Cytomask. There's so many things that's happening right now within the freaking crypto world, man. It's just,
I'm gonna go pull this shit up now.
You're like, wait, I need to look into this, bro. I've been telling you about some of this stuff. Saitama, they have a list of things that are gonna be coming, and I mean a list. And I know we like to call it a shitcoin because it has like a freak ton of zeros. I think it's got like 8 zeros or 9 zeros or whatever. But dude, the stuff that they're gonna launching, can't even talk right now.
You guys are buying this on Uniswap or Sushi Swap?
Uniswap. The thing about this one, bro, Rojas, I take it you got in when I messaged you. Yes, when you said it, I went in to do my research on it, and I was like, these guys have a lot of stuff going on. Why is it worth almost nothing? Well, not almost nothing. It's way below value. But it's like they have so much stuff going on. It's reminding me. It's not like Doge, where it's like just a meme coin and just making fun of things. There's a lot of things that these guys are actually doing. If these guys start dropping the things that they're gonna say they're doing, and they're supposedly been working on a lot of stuff already, it's gonna hit that. And you know what? I don't even need it to hit one penny. Put it that way. I don't need a penny out of these guys. If they could get me, like, okay, so it's 0.01. That's your penny, right? So for me to be good, I need 0.0001. So I can get 4 zeros and a one, and I'm out. I am out. Yeah, I think Blade's saying there's going to be a huge announcement. Aren't they doing this in Vegas? They have like this big old thing that's happening, and I think it's in Vegas. I think they're doing everything in Vegas. Seaflow says salute. We're doing coffee today. But Saitama looks, get in now. I was excited when I saw their stuff. I will say this with Shill, I did get a little bit pissed and I did get a little bit angry. There is a lot of things that I did wrong when I purchased in Shill. But after I talked to my good buddy over here, Next Level, and he calmed me down. You're like, I don't do shit. We did we did a whole episode on Shill coming soon to a podcast near you. And after we looked into it, I kind of started doing some more research into it. I'm like, no, you know what? I think I feel better. I think I feel much, much better. So then I started to reinvest some more into it, and I'm actually, I'm good right now. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. Coin Expo. They even going to be lighting up billboards in Times Square on Saturday for Saitama, right? Dude, Saitama is doing like they're getting into like the medical field. They're getting into different types of tech. They're getting, they're trying to set this up so it's like real usage, like actual real usage. If they accomplish this, they're already accomplishing several things already. But once it actually goes live, I think it's going to erase one or two zeros, like right off the bat. And the thing too is, did you notice Bitcoin freaking went down big time yesterday?
Yeah, but that was because of the housing market in China.
China?
Yeah.
Dude, it hit its all-time high at 69K, and then it dropped to like 62?
Of course there's going to be resistance at 69. Why wouldn't there be resistance at 69?
I ain't touching that one. Like, I ain't touching that one.
Everyone's like, you know what? I'm going to ride Bitcoin to 69. Then I'm going to pull out, take my... Wait, this sounds wrong already. Jeez, holy... Wow.
I'm not...
It is too early in the morning
Let
for this.
Let me save you before you do what I did.
Jeez.
What's up, Demi? Demi's here.
Oh, yay. Why don't you just invite Demi on? Let him talk for us. 6 days
before a crypto shout-down.
Shakedown.
Hey, Demi, you want to come on? You want to come on, Demi?
Yeah, what are you doing, Demi?
Demi, get in here. Let me know if you want to get on. Shoot me a message in Telly. I want to know what you mean, the shakedown.
Toast.
I have a feeling that there's going to be a big boom coming up for a lot of cryptos. Happy Veterans Day.
Well, happy Remembrance Day here in Canada.
Happy Remembrance Day in Canada. If you guys don't follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, I actually posted, he says he's running and listening to you guys. All right, on. I'd be running. I actually posted. Oh, you see my shirt?
USMC.
Marine Corps. United States Marine Corps or United States Misguided Children.
Misguided Children? Okay. Yeah. I guess that works. Never heard that one.
Or Uncle Sam's Misguided Children is what they say. But, yeah, I posted a picture of me when I got out of boot camp and I'm looking at it. I'm just like, damn, dude. I'm like, I look like, oh, I still get it that I have that baby face, but I'm just like, damn, man, I look young in that picture. I was also 19. And then there's a picture in there also that I put of my guide on my flag. So there's like one or two numbers in the Marine Corps. What's up, Flick Chick? Good morning. There's one or two numbers. Thanks for your service, Rohan. Thank you. There is one or two numbers in the Marines that Marines never forget. The first number is your boot camp number, whatever your platoon number is. Mine was 1,084. So if you saw the picture that I posted a picture of me in my dress blues, my boot camp picture. There's also another picture that I posted when I was doing Firewatch. It was probably like 2 o'clock in the morning and I don't know what I was reading. I was reading something. And I was up at night. It was probably about 2 a.m. And then the third picture in that collage was a flag and it was my platoon number 1,084. I've had that flag folded up for quite a while and I'm actually looking for a space where I'm going to put it. But, 1,084 was my boot camp number. And the other number that people don't forget also is typically their MOS that they've spent the most time in or their MOS that they've done, most of their stuff. So I'm not going to share my MOS, but one of the MOSs that I was in that I will share is, oh my gosh, 0811. If you guys want to know what that is, look it up. Marine Corps MOS 0811. You guys will know some of the fun stuff that I got to do with that MOS. Yeah, in Canada, I know you guys have a Remembrance Day. What exactly does that mean?
We remember that some shit went down.
You remember? I remember. I remember that one time that we talked about BS.
Yeah. Like,
you're like,
I got nothing. I was never part of any armies or any factions or anything like that. So I ain't got no stories like that. I'm sorry.
Is it, well, you don't have to be in a faction. They're in the army. Do you, so I'm guessing Remembrance Day has to do with your military, right? Your Mountaineers or
Army? Mountaineers.
Your Mounties? I don't know.
Mounties are not the military.
What are they then? Are they the Popo?
They're like, yeah, they're the highest form of the Popo, but you don't see the Mounties anywhere here. Like, they're not here.
Are they incognito?
Nah, they're like out west.
Are they like the Secret Service?
I guess if the Secret Service rode horses.
Do they ride reindeers? That was my next question.
Yes, they're all Santa Claus.
I knew it. They protect Santa. Okay, so it's Canada's remembering the military then.
Yeah, like some of the government stuff shuts down, but there's still school. The stock market's closed on the Canadian side here, so Canadian stocks are not. I can't trade. Makes me sad, but it's okay.
Haven't you seen Super Troopers? Oh man. There you go. Demi says, I saw your photos. You were like a baby, bro. I was 19. That was, holy crap, dude. That was 21 years ago. That's a half my life, dude. What the hell? That's when you know you're over the freaking hill, man. Well, I don't know. Now they say over the hill is 50. 40s is the new 30s. I don't know. I guess I'm supposed to be smarter now. I don't know what that means. I don't have any kids, so I don't know how I dodged that one. Haven't you seen Super Troopers? I have. Let's see. Okay, here we go. I believe we will have 5 or 6 more days of bull run, then a little shakedown, like 15 to 30% drop, then the final sprint to the top. Well, Next Level and I did have a couple predictions by the end of the year. Well, where do you think Bitcoin's going to hit there next?
I'm pretty confident it's going over 100, but conservatively, I would say somewhere around 94,000 US. And then not so conservatively, I would say somewhere around 115. But I'm pretty sure it's going to hit 100.
Dude, that's, what is it, like 20% growth or 30% growth?
But that's the thing. Like, with a standard investment, a 20% growth sounds astronomical. When we're talking crypto, 20%, it can be done in 2 days.
It can be done in minutes.
Right.
My prediction for Ethereum, and this was actually when Next Level and I were talking about this, my prediction for Ethereum a year ago was at the end of 2021, Ethereum would be at 10K. Right now, it's pretty damn close to 5K, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, 4,700. Pretty damn close, man. Yeah, it's a lot of movement, and I know Bitcoin or crypto is not just Bitcoin, but crypto is, can move a lot like that. It's a lot of movement, and I know Bitcoin or so. Yeah, I do have a feeling it might come down a little bit, but I think what's going to happen is, and I kind of agree with what Demi's saying, that it's going to drop a little bit. I think Bitcoin is going to have this huge run the next couple days. I think it's going to pass 70. I think Ethereum's probably going to be about maybe 5,500. I think everything's going to drop. I think Ethereum's going to drop down to like 5,000, 4,900. It's going to test that 5,000 mark. And I think Bitcoin is going to test that 70,000 mark, but stay around there. And I think that's when it's probably going to do its big push for the to the end of the year. But do you think it's going to stop, though? I don't think it's going to stop January 1st.
No.
I'm looking at like March, April. I think it's going to go all the way until then, where you're just going to keep going and going and going and going.
Yeah.
It's going to slow down, but I think it's going to, I don't know. I have a feeling Bitcoin's going to be about 120 or 130 by the time March or April hits. I think Ethereum might possibly hit 15 to 20K by the time March and April comes. I don't know. There's been so many people saying that Ethereum is going to flip Bitcoin. I think
it'll flip Bitcoin, but it won't be like within the next year like that. I don't see that as a possibility.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think I'm looking at 2025. For whatever reason, 2025 should be the year that Ethereum could probably hit them. What's your take on Litecoin? I like Litecoin. I've invested in Litecoin before.
Litecoin's good. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of places that use it as payments because it's faster.
Mm-hmm.
So I hold a little bit of Litecoin when I have to purchase things in Litecoin.
What up, Carl? Carl, good morning.
I just wanted to point out, there's some places like JP Morgan, which is a very big company in the States, that are predicting Bitcoin to reach 146,000 in kind of the medium to long term and 73,000 in the short term. Now, 73,000 is like tomorrow. So I'm kind of like disregarding that, but $146,000. Are they even saying, I'm trying to find an article where it'll tell me when they think it'll hit. Yeah, see, when was this written? This is so terrible.
Oh, gotta love the coffee, man.
That is terrible.
Unonai says, I have Litecoin. Okay, I see it. 619. All right, coffee, Pop-Tart, and pot. Pot? This kind of pot? What are you talking about? Let's go. What's this BS? Yeah, I had Litecoin for one big push. And I made a good amount. And then I think I got rid of it for Ethereum Classic, which I'm still holding. And Ethereum Classic, I had that when it was almost nothing. Remember we were having this convo that everybody thought Ethereum Classic everybody thought Ethereum Classic was Ethereum. Oh, man.
Kind of what I think is going to happen is that there's going to be a little bit of a pullback in the market, and a lot of the altcoins, including Ethereum, is going to drop with a significant drop, and all of that money. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, all that money is going to be going into the Bitcoin market. I do think that there's going to be a big pullback and a push into Bitcoin, and Bitcoin's going to see a decent run going into the end of the year, and altcoin season will not start until next year. So, you know, for those of you that are playing a lot of these altcoins, things like, you know, Solana, Cardano, Atom, Cosmos, whatever, some of these other coins, it's going to be a bigger run for them next year. But that's just a guess. Nobody has all the answers. Nobody has all the cards. Yeah, I seen that article, 619 Tesla. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, and the craziest thing about Tesla is that Tesla's tried to get into the S&P 500 several times. And the S&P 500 is like the rich kid club in the stock market. And they're like, nah, we're not letting you in. But there's their stock. You can't stop their stock. Like, people thought it wasn't going to hit 600. People thought it wasn't going to hit 700. People thought it wasn't going to hit $1,200. Like, it's insane. Like, it's absolutely insane. So 619 says $1,000 last year would be worth $3,000 today. If you put $1,000 5 years ago, it would be worth $30,000 today. And if you put $1,000 10 years ago, it would be worth $250,000 now. Now, there's those kinds of gains that are still available in crypto. But the problem is having that liquidity to make those kind of risky plays, right? Dab, I seen you post that in my Telegram group. It was hilarious. So Dab says, was watching the people's court yesterday and the plaintiff was suing the defendant over a preloaded jailbroken fire stick that didn't work. That's hilarious. How does he even make it to TV? Like, how do you even get that to court? It doesn't even make any sense. Like, how are you going to sue somebody over something like that? And doesn't work is relative. Like, what doesn't work? Anyways, whatever. Yeah, Elon sold $1 billion in stock. His brother sold some stock too. People are clowning on him saying, oh, he's taking his investing advice on Twitter by making polls. I don't know. He seems to live like a simple dude. Simple guy. Doesn't need a whole lot of money to survive. So he's got to pay the tax, man. So he's just like, I'll just sell some of my stock.
Simple guy.
Part of me wants to kind of believe that he is an alien and he's just funding his way back to his home planet.
Part of me wants to.
How you doing, Latif? What's going on, man? Yeah, we're just doing an early show. We've just been so busy trying to catch up on so many things that, you know, we might have our times off a little bit, but you'll still get the content from us. So I know there was a short period where some of the podcasts weren't being posted, but then you guys got them daily. Like, they started to be released daily. We're still doing our live shows. There's still a lot of content that's being pushed out by us. I'm actually almost back at a point now where I can actually start making some very simple YouTube videos. But most of you guys would have known by now that I've invested a lot of my time into crypto mining, and I've gutted a lot of the computers that I have around here. Even the computer behind me, I don't know if you guys can see it, but I've gutted the graphics card out of here. So I used to have a 3090 in there. 3090's gone now. It's not even here. So I have another site where a lot of my crypto mining stuff is now. So I've been moving a lot of stuff around, building rigs, getting it all up and running so that I'm ready for this next crypto bull run. And that part of my income, or my majority of my income, will be subsidized by crypto mining. That's the route that I want to go. Kind of my vision for myself. Digital. As soon as I talk about crypto mining, digital slang shows up. Of course he does. Hiding in the shadows. So anyways, kind of the vision for myself is to kind of make a modest or a simple living off of crypto mining and YouTube. So I will be getting back into YouTube videos now that I've got a good foundation of my crypto mining setup. And I'm not selling you my 3090s digital. No, I know you're just talking smack. Latif, to me, when somebody asked me that question, what cryptocurrency should I invest in? Any suggestions? My answer is it all depends on how much time you want to invest in and how knowledgeable you want to become. If you don't think that you want to become very knowledgeable in cryptocurrency, because I'm telling you, cryptocurrency is a whole new world, right? So it takes a lot of time to understand, and it's never something that you know everything about, right? If you don't have all of that time to constantly be watching when things go up and down or whatever's going on, I'm telling people, just pick Ethereum or Bitcoin and dollar cost average your way in. So if you want to do weekly contributions, if you want to do monthly contributions. Again, this is not financial advice. This is just what I think is the best way for someone who doesn't have that much knowledge in regards to crypto, or somebody who doesn't have that much time to become knowledgeable in crypto to really go about it. If you have time, then do your research, right? Because you got to understand, not everything is a straight line that goes up, right? So you have to understand what kind of trader you're going to be, right? If you're going to be just, you know, keep dumping money in 5-10 years, then you're going to see what your investments did, then cool. But a lot of people are having this mentality that's very short-lived. It's attention span. They want something to moon, and they want something to moon today. But the reality is, you know, things will go up, but things will go down, and people automatically assume that they lost their money. Like, you have to understand how you want to trade, right? And if you're in it,
things will go down, and people
for the long run or not. Like, there's so many different aspects of it. You have to figure out what your risk tolerance is.
And if you're in it,
Dimmy 3090 actually does I have 3 3090s doing 123 mega hash, and one does 123 if I cool it properly, but thermal pads need to be changed. I'm lagging? Am I lagging? Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the echo. Where's the echo coming from? Yeah, so the thermal pads need to be changed on that one. On a good day, it'll do 123. On a bad day, it'll do 110. But the thermal pads need to be changed on that one. So, yeah. Oh, hold on. There's YouTube playing on my other tab. That was weird.
So the thermal pads need to be changed on that one. On a good day, it'll
do. I'm back.
So weird.
There's an echo?
Yeah, it was me. I don't know what the hell was going on there.
You echoed yourself out?
Yeah, it was weird.
What's up, Digital Slang?
619 says, first thing I learned when studying law, come to court with clean hands, meaning that if you got scammed doing something illegal, that's your problem. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't need to take law to understand that.
What?
So Dab posted in my Telegram group yesterday that he was watching the People's Court, and the plaintiff was suing the defendant over a preloaded jailbroken fire stick that didn't work.
Whoa. hold on. That came at me too fast. Say that again. Say that one more time, please.
He said he was watching People's Court yesterday, and the plaintiff was suing the defendant over a preloaded jailbroken fire stick that didn't work.
So you sell me a fire stick,
yes,
that's quote unquote jailbroken.
Right.
It's not working, so I sue you.
Right.
Did he win?
I don't know.
Was it Omar?
Maybe we'll have to we'll have to find this episode, watch it, and do a review.
Dude.
Was it Omar?
Oh, the People's Court. I'm gonna look that up. People's Court. People's Court. What was it? Jailbroken.
He said the judge was like, "Are you guys serious?" Roland, honestly, man, you can't go wrong going with Ethereum or Bitcoin with either one, right? Personally, for myself, I enjoy staking cryptocurrencies, so I look for a lot of coins that I can stake, like Ontology, Cardano, VeChain. There's a bunch. Atom. There's about 7 different coins I'm staking right now. I just like the idea of being paid in interest, right? But there's so many different aspects of cryptocurrency and investing. If you just want something very basic, I would just say take that and do 500 and 500 on Ethereum and Bitcoin.
I heard the defendant was an 80-year-old lady telling you to buy real the grid and use a VPN. She's like, use my affiliate. http://bit.ly/ Oh man. I couldn't find the episode, but if anybody has that episode, I want somebody to send it to me.
Okay. So I guess this is gonna be a crypto episode because people got questions, yo.
That's cool. It's the people show. The people.
Uno Nice says, Rojas and Next Level. Crypto wallets. Do you use a particular wallet, or do you use a wallet supplied by the app, Coinbase, for instance, or no wallet at all? I'm just asking as I'm still learning.
But
so any wallet probably is better than no wallet.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're probably less complicated than I am.
Complicated?
What wallet do you use? Or actually, you might be more complicated. I'm
probably more complicated.
What do you use when it comes to wallets?
Hold on.
Sorry, guys. Nick Seville has left the building.
I have a couple of these, but that I haven't started using yet. So these are the, I'm reversed, but these are the Treasure Model Ts.
But what are you currently using?
I'm using Exodus right now. Exodus is an exchange, and a lot of people say it's not good to use an exchange as a wallet because exchanges can be hacked or whatever. But to me, I kind of like using it because it's not in anybody's name. So
you're definitely a lot more simpler than I am. Ready for this?
Oh yeah, because you're using like Uniswap and Apes.
Like I said. Like I said, I'm a little bit more complicated. So I'm literally opening up my apps right here. So I got Coinbase. And with Coinbase, I do have, let's see my portfolio. I do have 8 tokens that I'm in. That's also the spot where I stake my stuff.
Which one?
Coinbase.
Okay. That's how many coins can you stake on in Coinbase?
All of them.
Really?
Yeah, whatever you got. For my Ethereum 2.0, when I wanted to stake it, I said I transferred everything in there because I'm like, I'm not touching this. I'm not moving.
No, I meant how many different coins. Like,
oh.
Does it tell you?
So you got Ethereum 2, Tezos. So I guess I'll give you the percent. Ethereum 2 is 4.5%, and there's a waiting list. You can't just get on there. Tezos is at 4.63%. Cosmos, 5%, which is the best one. Those are the three that I'm in. Now, as far as the rest of the stuff that you can stake, you also got Algorand.
Yeah, Algorand.
At 4%. DAI, DAI, am I saying that right? DAI, 2%, and USD coin at 0.15%, which is the worst. Yeah, I'm looking at Algorand maybe to stake because that 4% is not that bad. It's good. But I kind of want to put more money in Tezos, more money in Cosmos, because I know that those two are still yet to have their boom. Tezos has been going up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Right now, it's a killer price to get. The next one that I'm using, I don't know if people are going to say, why are you using this one, is Coinbase Pro. I am using Coinbase Pro. So I got Coinbase Pro. Fees are a little bit less on Coinbase Pro. And because I have Coinbase, I could actually automatically connect to Coinbase Pro and then start trading and doing all kinds of stuff without like messing with too many fees in there. I also have Coinbase Wallet. Now, the reason why I have the Coinbase Wallet is because it's kind of like Exodus. You have a section called DApps. And what DApps is, I'll show you here. Let me get out of my wallet. What DApps is, I got to turn my light down. So there's your wallet right there, and then there's dApps. With dApps, you have access to other platforms. So if there's something not available on Coinbase, for example, you can come here to the wallet, and then from there you can go to MyCrypto, Instadap, God's Unch, Pool Target, CryptoKitties, Uniswap, OpenSea. OpenSea is actually where you can get like all the NFTs and stuff.
Yeah.
OX, 0x staking, IDX, Zapper. There's a lot of stuff in here. Maker, Oasis. There's just a lot of stuff in the wallet. Also just recently I jumped into KuCoin, and the reason why I got into KuCoin is because that they have Shill. And then I also use. Let me close this. I also use Robinhood. That's where I initially bought my Dogecoin, and I do mess with some stocks, but that's where I have my stuff there. Trust Wallet is also like Coinbase Wallet, that it has the the dApps, or you could get onto other platforms. Now, Coinbase Wallet and Trust Wallet, most of the dApps are similar. They're not identical, though. So, like PancakeSwap, for example, I can't get on Coinbase Wallet. I had to get it on Trust Wallet. I don't know if it's available on Coinbase Wallet now, but I had to go to Trust Wallet to do that. And that's where I was getting my SafeMoon. I got Webull. If I do Bitcoin, if I have anybody that pays me, I have them pay me in Bitcoin. I have them send it to Cash App, and then OpenSea. So that's my, those are all the apps. I also have some other ones that like T Row for retirement. You know, you put all your money, then it works the stock market. I also have Acorns. That's where it grabs all the change, and then it works the stock market. Yeah.
Now, that's a lot of information, but for the average person who's just getting in to buy, let's say, Bitcoin or Ethereum.
Oh, just use one. don't do what I do. I make my shit complicated.
Right.
Go to Coinbase and you can get Ethereum, Bitcoin. You're good.
Yeah, they have all the wallets that they give you are fine.
Yeah, they have all the big ones. Coinbase has all the big ones. The only thing that people don't like about Coinbase is that their fees are expensive. If you say, hey, I want to put in $1,000 so I could buy $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, Ethereum, whatever, there's a $14 fee right off the bat. So you're not putting $1,000 in, you're technically only putting $984 or $986. Yeah. So yeah, you know, look around. And I actually had somebody that I forget who told me about KuCoin. Somebody told me about KuCoin. I didn't like it because, of course, you have to, like, there's a lot of things you have to put in there and set up and just a lot of hoops. But the way I got KuCoin to work was I put money in my Cash App and then I sent it from Cash App to KuCoin. And there was no, I don't think there is a fee. There might have been like something really small, like a couple pennies or something, but yeah.
So Dab was asking, he said, I joined the show late. Besides crypto, are you investing in any stocks as well? So I do still invest in a little bit of stocks. I still do a little bit of options. Generally for myself, I am in a lot of crypto related stocks. T Row Price.
Yeah, that's what I use.
For?
Stock.
Okay.
That's one of them. That one and Webull. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
619. You. 619, throw your money into Aqua. Oh, you saw me posting about Aqua. So Aqua is a Canadian stock that I'm super bullish on right now. They just are getting into crypto mining and changing the direction of their business. And they got American investors right now, some big, big investors. One of the investors that is investing in them right now was one of the investors that helped get Hut Mining up and running. And when this investor jumped into helping Hut Mining went through a big bull run and went from $2 to like over $15 in the stock price. So right now, Aqua is only 17 cents, 17 Canadian cents. And that investor just jumped in. So I'm excited to see where this company is going to go. Even if it goes to like 30 cents, you know, you like double your money. So
yeah,
I'm excited for a lot of different things that are going to happen over the next year for stocks and crypto.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, so if you guys have a 9-to-5 that you got to clock in somewhere, they normally have some kind of program with your HR, your payroll, that you could pull out like $20, a check or whatever, and then you could put it into some kind of retirement thing. Most of the time, they also have something where they could put it into either Aflac or Transamerica or something. What I would suggest is definitely take advantage of that stuff if they have that available for you. And if they do have that available for you, they have actually, why is my camera like dancing? They actually have a, what's the word? they have like a rep that you could actually talk to that will help you out with your portfolio. And they'll tell you like, hey, some of these stocks are a little bit riskier. Some of these are pretty conservative.
Aflac.
They'll tell you a couple things like, you know, like yes, no on some of the stuff. When I talked to mine, the very first time I talked to mine, I was, you know, so this was my previous two jobs ago. I had this money sitting in there and it was just sitting there doing nothing for me, like literally nothing. It was just there. And I'm like, that's dumb. I needed to do something. So I called them up. I said, I need to talk to somebody because I need to set this up properly so that way it could start making something. You know, I personally, if it's going to sit there, I would rather like take a risk into making something than just let it sit there and do absolutely nothing. So I told them, hey, let's do this. Add it to the freaking housing market, big stocks, small tech companies. Like I was diversifying my portfolio and I gave them a percentage. I'm like, the percentage of whatever my total is, I want this much percent, this much percent, this much percent. And I think I got into like 12 different things.
Yeah.
And in less than a year, I want to say it was like 7 months, 8 months, my money doubled. And then ever since then, it's been slowly coming up, you know, like initially it was like, boom, I was like, oh my gosh. And now it's the cool thing about it that it tells you on the bottom, on the very, very bottom of the portfolio, it says when you are 65 years old, when you can retire and you could pull this money, it tells you how much you'll make a month because they, you know, just like Social Security or whatever it is that you get out there, they'll give you a check a month for the rest of your life, you know? So when I started with this thing, it said like $60 a month. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with $60 a month? And within that first year, messing with this, I'm at $130 a month. I'm only 40. So it's like, I got plenty of time before I'm 65 and I could say, this is, you know, where am I going to want it and how am I going to pull it? And trust me, I thought about it. I thought about this too, pulling it out and throwing it into crypto. I thought about that too. Cause that return would be pretty huge, you know,
very nice.
So, but I already have money there and I have money here. So I'm just kind of diversifying stuff.
Yeah. You got to diversify, right? Because if something happens and you have a fallback, right?
Yeah.
Latif says, how about Kraken? I've heard good things about Kraken, but I haven't personally used it. I know that there's a pretty good review on Kraken that's done by the YouTube channel called Coin Bureau. So I would say go check out that YouTube channel and check out the review and it'll give you a lot of information. Roland, thank you so much for the super chat. This is boom. Oh my God, that just happened.
Thank you.
I want to learn about crypto, but on the road 90 hours a week. Any help would be great. Now, I'm gonna say this because there's a reason when I tell people that are just getting new into crypto to pick Bitcoin and Ethereum. And I think, you know, Rojas has probably jumped through a lot of hoops to actually agree with me here. When you are starting to really dive through all the little like crazy rabbit holes of crypto, you need to have those two coins to go to some of the other not so well-known exchanges. If you're going to Uniswap, if you're going to wherever, you need to have Ethereum to transfer into those places in order to start to interact with some of these lesser known crypto coins. So it's good to build up a bank of Ethereum and Bitcoin so that you can start to, you know, mess around with some of these riskier plays if you wanted to down the road, right?
Yeah. Thank you, Roland. Appreciate you. Oh, I got a new sound for you. Next level.
What is it?
Just in case we decide to cuss.
yeah, Digital Flame blames me for every. I blame Digital for some shit too. I'm just saying.
Damn it, Digital.
Guy on the couch says I have a Ledger. I actually don't have a Ledger. I have a Treasure. Damn it, Digital. So let's
for shizzle. I don't have anything besides a billion apps.
Yeah.
Oh, and Bittrex. I have Bittrex. I forgot about them. I still haven't been able to get into Bittrex. I sent them a thing and they sent me a link to reset my stuff. I just haven't had a chance to get back in there. But I invested in Bittrex a long time ago, actually. So I'm kind of wondering what's left in there. But I want to say I also might have moved stuff to Exodus, and I have no idea what my recovery is on Exodus. So, yeah. This was back in 2012, bro. 2012, man. This is when, like, everything was, like, non-existent.
It's sad.
It is.
That's the thing. There's a lot of crypto, a lot of money in crypto that's going to be lost and never found. So, you know, you are your bank when you're dealing with crypto in a lot of sense, right? Depends on what exchanges you're dealing with. So understand that, like, make sure that you hold your security keys dear, like, you understand your passcodes and your recoveries and all that kind of stuff, because yeah, there's some really good gains in crypto, but you know, there's also some really big risks. So
yeah, you know what's one of the scariest things? When you have to copy that long address to send money, and then you send it, and then you're just like, please, baby Jesus.
So that process is actually changing for some. People are buying domain names like at Ethereum or something. I got to research that, but I was watching a video the other day. Hold on, let me see this. Crypto.
It's scary, dude. When I sent it to from Cash App to KuCoin, you know, Cash App doesn't use Bitcoin. They use Cytocoin. I forget what it is, but it's not actual Bitcoin. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, I forget the name, but I sent it and I did like the expedite. I want it there within like 3 minutes or whatever. It took them 10 minutes to get it onto the blockchain. And then it took another 45 minutes after that for it to appear in my KuCoin. I was freaking the flip out, dude. I was like, did I copy paste something wrong? Or did I do something wrong? Because once you hit send, see ya. Bye-bye. See ya, it's gone. It's here, wherever it's going, it's gonna go.
Add this to the stream. So this is actually is a domain website that's built on the blockchain, and people are purchasing like .crypto, .wallet, .bitcoin. And then what it allows you to do is it allows you to use a universal username across apps and websites, and it allows you to do payment addresses for wallets, like just by, I wish there was an example. Here it is right here. Which smile.crypto, for instance, that's the address.
Wow.
That's crazy. Like, so it's easier to, I guess, not make a mistake. It is less likely to make a mistake.
Digital Saying says it's Sia.
What are you talking about?
For Cash App.
Oh, I don't have Cash App. They don't have that here.
When you buy Bitcoin, it's not Bitcoin. You're buying Sia. Sia. It's a whole word. It's like Sia, some Sia, and there's a couple more letters after that, I think. We talked about it one time. I'm like, what the hell is this? So I don't know.
Yeah, so you don't actually own, in some of the applications, the crypto that's on there, right? It's right. Held in trust, and they actually own it. So,
right. Unless if you're using some of these other apps, then you have that long-ass address and
the wallet, yeah. For sure, you have more control, right?
Yeah, when you have the wallets, yeah. It's just a little bit more riskier if you don't. If you don't save that stuff, you know?
Right, for sure, because when... For instance, there's pros and cons both ways, right? So if you don't have that wallet key and you don't technically just own that crypto, they're holding it on your behalf or whatever, that's actually insured. Like, they're typically insured through whatever insurance company and regulated by that government, right? But you can't then go to a website with that and purchase something with that crypto. You cannot also transfer that. Let's say you have Bitcoin directly to Ethereum. You have to sell that into USD or Canadian and then purchase. So you're going to be hit with transactional fees coming in, coming out, going over. It can be a little bit sloppy, messy, complicated. But if you're a person that just wants to just buy and then wait 30 years until you retire, then it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm. KuCoin kind of does that. Like the way how to do it for Shill, if anybody's interested in, oh, dude, Shill's that down at 80. I'm going to put some more money into this. Flick Chick says, got to run on the road and can't stay. No worries, Flick Chick, drive safe. Yeah, when I was getting Shill, I went from Cash App to KuCoin, and I had to send it to BTC, Bitcoin. And you have two wallets, or two different types of wallets.
Right.
You have your main wallet, and then you have a trading wallet. So went into my main wallet, then I had to transfer it over to my trading wallet. Once it went to my trading wallet, I had to find this thing called, I had to search BTC/USDT. I had to transfer it from BTC to USDT. So I had to say, I want my Bitcoin to go to USD or USDT. And then to buy the Shill, then I had to go from USDT over to Shill. I was like, what the hell? It was like a freak. I was like, dude, why? I'm like, I have this. Why can't I not change the, you know, like you said, why can't I just put Bitcoin to Shill or Bitcoin to whatever the hell I want? They want me to do all these freaking hoops to get it there first, you know? So it was, once you have it set up, then it's a little easier. It just takes a second for it to, you know, for you to get used to it, but not too shabby. Not too shabby. I bought Cardano on there when it was 70 cents. Bittrex. Yeah, the only thing I'm having troubles with Bittrex is
logging back in.
I know it's been a long time, but I'm like, I try to do a password reset and they said, we need to re-verify your stuff. Okay, let's do it. And then it would close. I'm like, so I had to contact their support. They sent me the link, and so now I got to start all over again. I'm like, hopefully everything is still there. It says it's funny because it shows an amount. I just can't see how much whatever I have is left in there. Yeah, but it says it's all grayed out, and then it has like a little huge pop up that says we need you to verify blah 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 blah. And I could see my name and everything on the top and everything. I'm like, I'm like, I could possibly be retired right now already.
What's going on?
I doubt it, but look, yeah, 619, and it's gone. And it's gone. Oh man, too funny. I can't believe we did this. Hey, do you guys like doing the morning show like this? Do you guys like the afternoon? I know this was kind of like a one-off. We never go this early.
We record behind the scenes this early, but we don't usually go live this early. How many people do we have show up for the show? Like, what do we got in here right now?
I want to say we had like 35 at one point at the most. 619 says not at 8 a.m.
7? 6?
Yeah, you know, earlier. 3, 2, 1, go! Go!
Not. I feel like if you said 3, 2, or 1, they would be like, "Yeah, we're still awake. We're good."
Or if you're like me, I'm over here like, next level. I'm getting into this shill at freaking 2:30 a.m.
Go to bed. Leave me alone.
Go to bed. He yelled at me at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to bed. I'm like, I know you're awake. He just yelled, go to bed. You're not my dad.
Demi wants to know what time it is here. So for myself, I'm over by the Toronto area. It's about noon.
Right now, for me, it's almost 9 a.m. What time is it where you guys Actually, that'll be cool to know. What time are you guys at? Wherever in the world you're watching, put that in the comment section. Yeah, 9 a.m. over here right now. Usually this would be early for me. Usually this is late for me. I'm already up and going. I'm already bugging next level. Dude, get up. Let's go.
7 o'clock for Demi.
7 p.m.? Yeah. Do you guys use military time over there? Demi, I know a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't use military time. Or they don't know military time. That YouTube bell woke me up. Imagine. Like all in the middle of the morning. Octavia. Okay, so we're in the same time zone. Roland's EST.
Yeah.
East side.
Yeah, some of us. Noon. Yeah. Yeah, so cool, man. So it's been an hour already, guys. Yeah. It's been an hour already. Is there anything else that you guys want us to talk about before we start wrapping it up? Next level, anything you want to add before we start wrapping it up? Not any articles? Did you want? I know you had one that you didn't want to talk about, but maybe we should save it.
Yeah, nah, we'll leave that. Never mind.
Never mind.
We're already an hour in. I'm not going to start a whole new article. Nah. Yeah, I mean, there's so much information, guys. You can't just expect to be like, I'm going to watch this live show and I know everything I need to know to go invest in crypto. Nothing's that simple, especially with crypto. So You got to do your own research. You got to figure out some stuff. Like, you know, understand what coins you want to invest in. Like I say, everything, you should start with Bitcoin and Ethereum, but you want to know what kind of investors you are.
I will say one thing to share. This is a lesson learned from a rookie. This is the lesson learned that I'll share real quick. When you guys are trying to do your research and investing, I did my research on Shill, for example. And I did a whole episode on this thing. Nexo and I both did the episode on this thing. I think it's coming out this weekend, isn't it?
I don't even know, man. Sure.
I know we moved a couple things around. So yeah, it should be coming out this weekend. Saturday is when the video comes out. The audio is probably going to come out next week because we're moving some things around.
Yeah.
But I did some research on Shill. I liked it. I thought this was cool. Let me get in on it. They were going to drop their stuff live at 3 a.m. The universal UTC, I think it was like 3 a.m. my time. So I got up at 2:30 in the morning. This is where I was. I wasn't joking when I messaged Next Level at 2:30 a.m. my time, 3 a.m. when this thing was going off.
Yeah, but 3 a.m. for you is like 6 o'clock in the morning for me.
Yeah. Well, I figured you're awake. I was like, you're probably taking your kid to school or something. So so I'm like, okay. I was doing some massive research on this thing. I liked it. This is the one thing I will throw out there as a warning for anybody that's trying to invest. When you're looking at a brand new coin, and when you're looking into a brand new app that you're not too familiar with, for one, get familiar with the app first before you start buying coins. Meaning, if you're like, okay, I want to buy Ethereum, how do I do that? Do your research, do videos, follow this. So there's a lot of step-by-step videos out there on how to set up a wallet, how to set up on Coinbase, how to set up on everything. And send something that you're not going to cry about, like $5. Like, hey, let me send $5 over there to see what happens. If it made it, cool. Now send a little bit more to make sure the second time goes around a little bit better. Once you do have that, get familiar with trading. Okay, let me buy some Ethereum. Now, let me transfer it over to something else. Am I allowed to transfer it? Should I sell it and then buy something else? You should really practice that. So reason why I'm saying this is because with Shill, I wasn't too familiar with how to get the money in there. So literally, I had my stuff transferred from Cash App to KuCoin, and it was already sitting there. Problem was, when I woke up at 2:30 in the morning and it was 3 a.m. and this thing launched and I was trying to buy. I wasn't sure what to put where and, you know, where to transfer to where, what goes in which box. There's a buy, there's a sell, there's a limit, there's a market, there's a stop limit. There's like so many options that you can choose from. And the reason why is, if you're not familiar with that, you could either miss out on something pretty big. The other thing too is when you're looking at stuff that's brand spanking new, just like Shill, you could do the same mistake that I did. And I knew this was going to happen, but this is called a gamble. This is literally called a gamble. I bought in thinking I was going to get it at 2 cents. Because I'm brand new to this app thing, I didn't realize I had it set to market instead of limit on the price. So it was the best market price. It chose it for me. This thing went from 2 cents to $1,000 in seconds. And then it dropped down to $100. And then it went up to $900. And then it went down to $7. And then it went up to $600. And then it went down to $2. It was doing this for the first maybe 30 minutes. And I was like, oh my gosh. And the app crashed for me is what happened. Because I didn't set it up to the price that I wanted. I set it up to market. I thought I had it bought at a couple bucks. Instead, it bought it at $19. And now it's worth 89 cents. Now, can I recover it back from $19? Absolutely. This thing, there's so much promise behind this thing. Everybody keeps talking about like, dude, this thing's going to come back. It's going to be in the thousands of dollars, but you're just going to have to wait for it big time. They're saying that it might hit a couple bucks again. You might have to wait a month, but it's going to get there. Octavia's face is like, ugh. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. But here's the thing. If you were to have gotten in, and I told this to Next, if you would have gotten in at 2 cents and then that thing jumps up to $1,000, just do the math. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. But at the same time, it's kind of like what Next Level keeps telling me, when somebody's making a lot of money, somebody's losing a lot of money too.
Yeah. Not everybody's a winner, right? When people make life-changing amounts of money off the stock market, off of, you know, cryptocurrency, then there's people out there that are losing life-changing amounts of money. And, you know, we don't hear everyone's voice in both scenarios. So just remember that.
Yeah. So I was, the amount of money that was, if I would have hit that, would have been life-changing for sure. It would have been a huge life-changing situation. And I didn't get in where I wanted. I got in where I didn't want. Not as bad as it could have been, but it's still not horrible. You know what I mean? It's still not horrible. Tech is my passion's asking, what token is that? It's called Shill. The project is called Project Seed. It is a huge gaming platform that's being built on Solana. Solana. And the people behind it, if you go to their website, projectseed.io, I think it is, look at their white paper. Look at the people that are putting this thing together. It's no joke. It's actually no joke on what they're doing. People behind PlayStation, Nintendo, Xbox, like a lot of people within the gaming market that help produce games or work for those companies came together, and they're calling it, like, in the gaming crypto world, they're calling this like an all-star team. They're like, this team that has been put together has a lot of promise, and they're not building one game. they're building a platform for a lot of games, and it could be other people building games to use this thing, but it's going to be built off of Solana. And if Solana price goes up, their price obviously goes up. And if more people put games in there, those prices goes up. There's play to earn. You could play to earn tokens. Yeah. So I did a lot of my research, and I ended up being a loser on that one. If the app would have worked how I wanted it to work, how it should have worked, would have been a different conversation. But it's kind of the nature of the beast, you know. Some people won, some people lost, but that's okay. I'm not dying. I'm like, cool, I'm all right. We'll get there. Okay, with that being said, we're gonna go ahead and start wrapping up the show. We appreciate everybody who's been coming out here. Thank you everybody for coming so early in the morning. Everybody who said thank you for your service, thank you, appreciate that. Again, if you follow our social medias, you'll see pictures, you'll see stuff like that, a lot of things there. So that way you guys could, just follow us on social media, because you never know. Octavia says, did you leave the 89 cents? It's 88 cents right now. And there is going to be another run on this thing. It's going to be another, like anything under a dollar. I would keep investing into this thing. So, appreciate everybody. Make sure you guys do follow us. Make sure you guys hit that thumbs up. When the show is over, if you guys could do us a favor and refresh, come back to the show. Refresh. Thank you, Shink and Sharon. And let us know if you guys are invested into any kind of crypto. Whatever crypto you're invested in, put it in the comments. Let us know which cryptos you're invested in, which cryptos you're interested in. If you're not, let us know what's holding you back.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Let us know what's holding you back. So next level, anything you got before we get.
Yeah. You know what I say, man? Thank you guys for coming out, for showing support on what we do here on Beyond the Streams. If you guys are listening to us on the audio side, make sure that you leave us a review so other people like yourself can find the content that you enjoy. And make sure that you come out on Thursday, sometime on Thursday. Sometimes it's early, apparently. Sometimes it's later. But the only real time you're going to really know about it is if you got those notification bells turned on and you're subscribed to all of the places that you can find us here on Beyond the Stream. So thanks again, guys. And we will see you guys next time on the next episode of Beyond the Streams. Peace.
Peace out.